So this is the next podcast number 42 of...
Out of three.
Three, oh, okay, three.
No, so, out of three.
Out of three.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
Carry on.
Podcast number 42. Out of three. Out of three.
Out of three.
Best of three, is it? 42.
Oh. Rock, paper, scissors.
With Tilly and the Fairy, and we're talking about last night's... Oh, fuck knows what it is, relatively speaking. It's Lost, so I guess that's all part of it, really. Neither does anyone else.
Season 6, episode 15, Across the Sea.
So we've got two episodes left to go. One being 2.5 hours long, we found out at this point, and we've got next week's being the one before it. That's it. The one we've just watched. Synopsis, please.
Well, this week is... the backstory of Jacob and the Man in Black, or Knotlock, as people are referring him.
Oh, Knotlock.
And it tells how they came to the island, which I thought it'd be more mysterious. I thought they'd be godlike. I thought they'd be aliens and Egyptians and sharks and any fucking thing. Yeah. But it turns out, no.
But, like the second coming, beamed down on a cloud, chariots and all that sort of thing.
Some bint got washed ashore. Another woman found her. CJ from the West Wing, awesome.
Legend.
Yeah. Who did sound rather strange with a Latin accent, I thought.
I really didn't pay attention to it, but I can see what you mean. She's not a natural fit to it.
It's like if I try and sound posh. It's just not happening.
It's not going to wash.
Close to.
So go on, what else, Adam?
Yeah, so it's about them. This woman finds their mother.
Pregnant woman.
Pregnant woman. She's been washed ashore. It seems some sort of shipwreck. You're not really sure.
Well, I think I reckon it's safe to assume that it is a shipwreck because it seems to be that
life
is on a bit of a just keeps happening the same thing. A boat crashes, a pregnant woman ends up coming at shore. Three out of the four crashes have had a pregnant woman on.
What's the odds of that?
Yeah. So I think it starts saying life is a wheel cycle sort of thing going on. Keeps repeating itself a little bit because whatever's done cannot be undone. Is what they've said, isn't it? Time is as always. Has been.
Yeah.
Whatever we do, you can't affect it. And that's what they've said since the start, and they've stuck to it, too, though.
Yeah, so she gets washed ashore. This other woman, CJ from the West Wing, finds her. And they have a little bit of a talk about the island, which CJ... I'm going to keep calling her CJ, because that's how I know her.
Well, she ain't got another name in the show. She's just Mum.
Yeah.
So, CJ.
She helps the woman give birth after talking to her. Nothing really is answered, is there?
No.
She gives birth to a boy. The first boy is Jacob. And then she, surprisingly to her, gives birth to another boy.
And she comes out with a brilliant line.
And then she says, oh, you've got another boy. And the pregnant woman says, oh, I only thought of one name.
You'd come up with something, wouldn't you, pretty quick? I think you...
This is the first thing you see. Lamp.
I love Lamp. It's Jacob and I love Lamp.
Yeah, so CJ then... murders the shit out of this woman for no reason. Well, we think it's because...
She's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she's nuts and she wants the boys for her own.
Well, they said that people born on the island as well, people of the island, can't have kids. I mean, Ben said it, so you can't exactly trust that it's true in any way, shape or form. But so far it has followed that pattern. Those who are pregnant off the island and then come onto it can give birth. Everyone else loses the kid. So maybe, you know, she's been there. God knows how long she's been there. She's even native. She's been there that long, but it's affected it.
Yeah.
So, she can't have her own kids, we assume. So, she's caved in this other woman's head with coconut, brick, something.
A brick.
Yeah, a brick, there. Caves her head in, brings up the two kids as her own. And as they grow up, we find out that Jacob's pretty much goody two-shoes. And